Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, June the 5th, 2026. First Friday in the month of June, National Donut Day. 12 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and special guest tonight, Aaron Brewer, performing some great country hits so far. What are you doing over there? Do you wait for the us to turn on the mics to do that, Matt? My God.
I was trying.
And by the way, you went, again, that is so selfish, by the way, to go over during the break and get yourself a beverage and not ask anybody else if we'd like anything.
He asked me.
Yep. Oh, well, you didn't ask me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You've got beverages.
It's warm, though. It's 82.4 degrees in this room right now.
Drinking room temperature water.
I know. Well, we're all going to drop dead. I mean, that's what's going to happen here tonight. It's 82.4 degrees, and you waited for me to go in the restroom so you could get out of here.
Well, no, because we were talking during the break, and then you guys were in the middle of a conversation, and I was just standing, yeah. And I was going to be like, hey, I'm going to go to the gas station. And then you left, and then I was like, well.
Well, you knew where I went. It's not like I went and hid.
I could just get you another, it would be the same temperature.
But maybe I'd want a cold drink.
Well, you were in a bathroom, would be a little bit strange if someone just kind of went, like,
no, but I wasn't going to be in there forever.
Well, we didn't know that.
No, but you could have waited for me to come back before you took your little escapade over there.
That's true.
Oh, manners.
He asked me. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that he asked you. I don't appreciate that he didn't ask me. I don't appreciate that. 82.4. By the way, the air condition has went down, and we're just going to have to deal with it, but that's the way it goes. Hopefully next week everything will be back up and running. We can only hope here as the days get a little warmer. It is currently, by the way, 77 outside, so it's warmer, 5 degrees warmer in here than it is outside.
Sounds beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful outside. It's like Florida humid in here. Matt's sweating like a pig.
No. I'm sweating, though.
Oh, I am the one that's sweating like a pig, though.
Well, we've got pig sweat in here. That's okay.
You got, I don't know, the long hair be doing that. I got to take off my glasses.
I just got a haircut, and I'm still sweating.
Yeah, well, it's going to come. I told you, if you just get that haircut.
I just put it in a ponytail.
That ponytail look is...
Look, I didn't say the ponytail look was good. I said it's effective. When my neck is hot and sweaty, I put my hair in a ponytail and it gets my hair off my neck.
You got to get that early day James Hetfield haircut, man, with the blonde curly hair.
Yeah, but how many
headbang all the time?
But I mean, honest to God, when's the last time you had a haircut?
It's been
years.
Probably 3, going on 4 years.
You got to fix that.
No,
you had short hair when you started here.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, you had short hair.
So it's been about 3 years then.
It was curly too.
It still is curly.
My hair gets
not like that.
Yeah, my hair gets poofy like an afro.
Really?
Yeah.
It
doesn't like just kind of do this. It just, and then eventually it'll kind of start to drop down. But then it gets like up to 2 inches when it starts to do that. That's why I get sheared.
I went to you ever listen to like Megadeth?
Oh yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You ever see like Dave Mustaine?
Yeah.
I had two older ladies at Sonic Temple tell me I look like Dave Mustaine
because
we were watching Megadeth and they were like, oh. You look like young Dave Mustaine.
What year was this when you went seeing them?
This year.
They were at Sonic Temple this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I seen Metallica last year at Sonic Temple. God, that was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to, though. Man.
Now, where is that?
Sonic Temple?
Yeah.
Crew Columbus. Stadium.
Oh, that's very interesting. So why is it called Sonic Temple?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably like the sonic boom it probably makes from loud bands like
that. Yeah, that makes it Sonic just loud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they used to have Rock on the Range, but then Rock on the Range was replaced by Incarceration, I think.
I think so, too, yeah.
Where was Rock on the Range? I remember that.
Also Columbus, but I don't know where.
I think that was at the amphitheater, wasn't it? Polaris, before it closed?
I don't know.
Polaris.
I know.
I saw some people there.
I know that it's Incarceration is at the Mansfield Estate Reformatory.
Mm-hmm.
They have concerts at the Reformatory?
Yeah.
Why?
Sing to the steers, man. Don't let them get out.
Yeah, they have concerts at the Reformatory.
Well, they used to when they were in prison.
Incarceration.
Who would play there? Like, what big band has ever played at the Reformatory?
Oh, well, Incarceration is one of the biggest music festivals in the country.
I think Dave Mustaine filled in his last album in the Reformatory. I think so. Like, the Megadeth album, the White Album. White Megadeth album that came out this year. Maybe, I don't know. Because one of his music videos, I think it's I Am War or I Don't Care, is in a prison, and I think it's the Mansfield State Reformatory, I think. It could be some other abandoned facility.
Well, that's interesting, but I, you know,
it's also a tattoo festival.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like incarceration. It's not like, it's not spelled incarceration. It's like incarceration.
Oh.
It's like a rock and tattoo festival.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go to no tattoo festival.
No tattoos.
No, I'm not getting no tattoos. But
I'll wake up with an infection.
I'll go listen to the rock music. I like rock music.
Oh yeah, because I ain't waking up with no infection on my right arm.
No, you don't want. You don't
that's
want
right. That's right.
That could only be bad.
So this year, this is the Sun. These are headliners. The Sunday headliner is Limp Bizkit.
Ooh.
The why is the Sunday headliner? Anyways, Sunday headliner Limp Bizkit. Saturday headliner Disturbed. Friday headliner Disturbed. Saturday headliner Bad Omens.
Really?
Papa Roach is going to be there. Day to Remember is going to be there. Motionless and White's going to be there. Ice Nine Kills. This is going to be a lot of good bands there.
I haven't heard Slayer in a long time.
I also have not heard Slayer in a long time.
I think they kind of fallen off over the years. They're more a little bit more relevant. They're selling out more nightclubs and stuff. I mean, they tour with Metallica and Megadeth from time to time. But it seems like, by AC/DC though, it seems like they're kind of their more independent tour kind of system. Because I did go up there, like, 2 weeks after I went to the Metallica concert, which was May 11th, I went to Metallica, and, like, the 26th, I think, I went up to Cleveland. Brian Jensen did not exactly sound the greatest. He didn't. It was so hard to hear him, but it was kind of like talking like this from a distance. I mean, he's in his 80s, and he's been screaming for... Jesus, 50 years now, so it makes sense. Yeah.
People don't want to hear screaming for 50 years.
Oh, no, no. People want to hear the screaming, you know.
AC/DC, though, man.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's AC/DC.
See?
I don't know.
AC. I like AC/DC.
I do, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like AC in here right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about DC. DC can stay over there, but I'll take AC right now.
I'll
take half of that. Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, you're going to continue with the cavalcade of music here. What do we have up next on the agenda?
We have just give me 1 second.
This will be good, because it's been a cavalcade of country, which is not a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. We have Lodi by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh.
CCR, great stuff. CCR.
Now, what would you classify this song as? What genre?
Southern rock.
Southern rock. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Aaron Brewer on WGH Talk.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in a low die again. Rode in on a greyhound, I'll be walking out if I go. I was just passing through, must be 7 months or more. Ran out of time and money, looks like they took my friends. Oh Lord, stuck in a low day again. Man from the magazine said I was on my way. Somewhere I lost connection, I ran out of songs to play. I came into town to one night stand, looks like the duck fell through. Oh Lord, stuck in a low day again. If I only had a dollar for every song I sung, every time I had to play while people sat there drunk, you know I'd catch the next train back to where I live. Oh Lord,
stuck in a low-die again. Oh, Lord, stuck in a low-die again.
Aaron Brewer here on WGH Talk Radio. Very nice, Aaron. A great song, great group.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Very nice. Favorite of yours, Matt?
Yes, CCO is actually one of my favorite bands.
Now, what is not one of your favorite bands?
Taylor Swift, even though Taylor Swift's not a band. I'm not big into, like...
Because she overtook the NFL.
I mean, I didn't like Taylor Swift before. I didn't know Taylor Swift was as big as she was until the whole thing with the NFL happened. And I was like, oh, I thought Taylor Swift was still just some, like, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
She's bigger than the NFL. Bigger.
But I mean, there are
she
a lot
fills stadiums by herself.
I mean, there are a lot of bands that I don't really like. I mean.
Let's hear a couple.
Like, I mean, Starset. I'm not big on Starset. I mean, they're like a rock band. Not big on Starset. I'm not big on I almost said Disturbed. I actually like Disturbed. I'm not big on Breaking Benjamin. A lot of people like Breaking Benjamin. I don't, for whatever reason. I think their music's just a little too slow.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't like a lot that's like too. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm weird. Like,
but
I like,
you also
I like Slipknot.
Yeah, but now last year your playlist was a lot of oldies.
Well, it still is. I mean, like, yeah. Like my playlist is mixed in with all. Like, if I go to
like ancient.
Like if like if I go to one of my playlists right now, like you're gonna find like you know you're gonna find like rap songs that were made like you know like last year, and you're gonna find and you're gonna find some like Frank Sinatra was made in my top three the last my top five the last 3 years.
Metallica has been my top three, top one for the past 4 years for me. I mean, I listen to Dre. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, you know, old artists like
I
that.
I just like music in general, really.
Yeah. Now the first rap band was?
First rap band?
Well, somebody recently said somebody was going to be at the Palace, and I think it's one of the first rap groups.
I can't remember.
Gosh, what is the name? Gosh, I just heard it recently.
Probably from the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a really old group. Boy, it'll come to me. But in any event, they're apparently still around.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. Won't that be fascinating? I don't think that's going to draw at the Palace, but okay.
It depends on who it is.
No, that's not a Palace crowd.
I know a lot of people, I mean, I don't, I mean, like, I know a lot of people who like D12. D12, like, used to be a band that, like, Eminem was part of. I know a lot of people like
D12.
I'm not a fan massively. They got like two or three good songs.
Diddy, I didn't really care for.
I also didn't like Diddy. Diddy sucked.
Biggie was
opinion.
Good though.
Biggie
like
was
when
good.
You call me Big Papa. That's a good song though. But it's just, I mean, he was more of a producer. He wasn't really a rapper, but he just had a hold of Biggie.
And we also heard that R. Kelly's in prison.
Oh yeah, he's
he could do some concerts in prison now. He could play the reformatory.
At the reformatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since he's already there, it'll be very easy.
Yeah.
And Diddy, too, right? Yeah, he's in there, too.
Is he actually...
I'll tell you, all of our big stars are in the reformatories now. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, for good reason.
That's great.
For good reason.
It's a good time to be a prisoner. The entertainment must be fantastic.
I mean, they can't listen to us, though.
No, they can't. Well, that's darn. You know, they're not getting this entertainment.
Well, they probably wouldn't like the stuff we're saying about them, though.
No, but they know they're in prison, I think. I think they're fascinating.
Well, I think R. Kelly knows that his time has passed, and I think Diddy.
Yeah.
I mean, Diddy hasn't made music in God knows how long. He's just been big in the music industry.
Yeah, just taking money from other corporations, artists and stuff.
Yep. The music industry is big on the scammy contracts.
That's every industry now.
But you know, I asked somebody the other day. I said, "Do you know Moon River?"
Good song, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't listen to the correct version.
I listen to the better version.
No. The originator of that song was Andy Williams.
Yeah, I know.
The legendary Andy, and he sang it properly.
No, he did not.
And if you heard, if the originator always sings it properly.
Well, I think the Frank Sinatra version is better.
What
about Hurt though?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Yep,
yeah,
yep,
Johnny Cash was good. The ending, I didn't really like the ending part. But.
Because it's the video.
Yeah.
The video is great with Johnny Cash because he's at the end of his life.
Like a year before.
And you can tell he's about done. And he's, you know, the voice isn't even really great at that point. I mean, it's certainly not what it was.
I think it fit perfectly for the song. I mean,
for the past...
I couldn't think of a better way to do the song if I...
Yeah, for the past 60 years, he kind of sounded the same. I mean, he had diabetes and some other health problems. But at the time, he was getting old and his vocal cords were starting to like get loose, so... The fact he still sounded like that 60 years later was pretty impressive.
Well, how many Johnny Cash songs do you know?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, I love Johnny Cash.
But I'll tell you something about Johnny Cash. There's a song that Johnny Cash did after all of country music dropped him in the 80s, and he was not doing well at that 90s. 90s were really a bad time for him. And he went with an independent producer, I think, Rick something. He a famous independent producer, picked up Johnny Cash, and he did this CD, and it was not Johnny Cash music, but it was Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. And he did a song in there called Delia. And that is such a great song that he does. And that never gets included in Johnny Cash. Hurt does because it was his last song.
Yeah, yeah.
And all his early stuff always gets included. But like Folsom Prison Blues and Ring of Fire and all that.
Ring of Fire,
period in the 90s, listen to him do Delia.
I'll look into that.
Yeah, it's just him and a guitar, and he is brilliant.
The Eagles, though, are still at it, though.
The Eagles are still at
it?
Oh,
man. Eagles are good.
I wish they just didn't have their stuff copyrighted so heavily, because I would have done some of that.
You know, that's actually a gripe I have with music in general. Like, you know...
Copyright?
It seemed like...
Yeah.
Like, it just... Because, like, back in the day, like, with Andy Williams, like, you know, I mean, like a lot of the songs that Frank Sinatra did weren't his songs. He just remade them. Like nowadays, you have to pay an arm and a leg to be able to remake somebody's song.
You just, like, for a normal 12-year-old, want to play it in a, like, take it easy in a bar or something like that. He's having to pay it, like, $4,500.
Big money. Big money. It's because they don't want people covering their songs.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't think that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's because, like, Andy Williams was probably angry at Frank Sinatra.
He was. As a matter of fact, Andy Williams has said he's dead now, but he said prior to his passing that every time he heard a Moon River version that wasn't his, he got upset because that's not how Moon River is supposed to sound.
He's right.
Kind of like Dave Mustaine with Metallica, very beginning, because remember he got fired.
Yeah.
Scott may not know the story, but Dave Mustaine was fired from Metallica, and throughout Dave's whole career, Metallica's career, he just blamed everything. He claimed all their songs were like the Kill 'Em All and the Ride of Lightning album songs were theirs. They can't say anything for Master of Puppets because that was their second best selling album. But just their entire career, he just shamed Metallica and all of that. There's only just a handful of songs that are actually his, like Jump of the Fire, Motor Breath, Call of Cthulhu, I think Escape, and Creeping Death. I think that's what some of his original songs. And just, yeah.
Well, I think Andy Williams had a valid point, because he sang it the right way. He sang it, and
I think he sang it the way he thought sounded best.
He sang the song. And, by the way, long after Frank Sinatra was dead,
Johnny Cash's song.
But there's an exception to every rule.
But then Johnny Cash made Hurt, and everybody's like, well, you know, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
It's Johnny Cash's song now.
Well, he took a pretty decent song into a great song.
Well, I think the band said that. I think they thought that he did a better version. Yeah, Nine Inch Nails thought he did a better version.
he certainly did. Yeah, I'll say this. If the person that's wanting to cover the other person's song, if they get permission from them first, I think it's reasonable. But, I mean, Johnny Cash, I don't know if he seek permission from Nine Inch Nails or not, but if he didn't, then it depends on how the person uses that song. Like, oh, I wrote this song. Oh, I'm more better than this song. If you write it because you just want to have fun, like Weezer, they did Enter Sandman. It's not the greatest song, but hey, it sounds... I mean, but hey, they just did it because they want to have fun. But it just depends on how people cover the song and what they do with the rights of that song. And that's just my opinion.
I think that's true. Now, there's a certain group right now that really likes the Bryans in country. There's two of them, Luke Bryan and Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan, yeah.
Yeah, well, one of them was just in Columbus, I believe.
I honestly didn't know Luke Bryan still makes music.
Luke Bryan, he's going sick on every tour he goes to. I mean sick, like cold, all that kind of stuff. My mom went, and dad went and seen him in Indianapolis about 2 years ago. Every concert he goes to now, he's just sick.
Really?
Yeah. He is. I don't really go to country concerts that much because I don't want to go out of the state. But He's just almost sick at every concert he goes to. I mean, he does his best, but like at the end, you're just kind of like, that was kind of a mediocre performance.
You ever been out of state for a concert?
Yes, I have. I went to Indianapolis for twice, actually. I was down in Kentucky for Lynyrd Skynyrd and Indianapolis for Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was at the Ohio State Fair for Boys to Men.
That's right. We were there. Yeah.
Oh, that was an experience.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell
you. Nothing like sitting in a room full of middle-aged women.
Middle-aged women. The middle-aged women were falling out of them. So I don't even know what
you like,
that
you
was.
You like Boys to Men?
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Is it like those, is it like those muscular dudes that get on stage?
It's just a boy band from, you know, back in
the 90s.
Back in the 90s. We got tickets.
They did, yes. Not the Beatles. What's their song? It's kind of a sentimental song.
Who?
Boys to Men. What are we talking about?
I don't know. That's the first time.
You were there.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard Boys to Men. Though I can pull up their playlist.
We were there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't even know why they sat down.
It's like Justin Bieber.
They'd stand up. He'd play a they'd stand up. They'd play a song, and then after the song was over, everybody would sit down. But then like you wouldn't even be sitting down for like 30 seconds because then they'd start the next song, and everybody'd stand back up again.
It's like what was it called? Backstreet Boys. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. They were the Backstreet Boys of the 90s, the early 1990s. They were like the new kids on the block.
At least I can get behind the Backstreet Boys to some extent. I didn't really care for Boys to Men all that much. Backstreet Boys, okay.
No, but you got to see Fan Addicts.
Yes, you did. Talk about Fan Addicts. Look at Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, man.
They got them.
Oh, God.
They
Justin Bieber was horrible.
He still got those kinds of fans?
Kind of, not as common.
Well, I remember when he was, you know, really young. I mean, there was like,
all the teenage girls and stuff.
Yep.
But then you get Taylor Swift, they basically cut their arms off for sacrifices. It's scary.
What are the tickets? Hundreds of dollars.
Metallica is ridiculous.
I think it's fascinating.
I bet Metallica is ridiculous.
Because, like, they're playing in the Sphere in Vegas. It's going to be like $1,000 a ticket.
They're playing in the Sphere?
In the Sphere.
Bro, Metallica's still awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you who was great, the Gin Blossoms.
That's the Boys to Men top 10.
Oh, see, On Bended Knee, I hear, was popular, but I don't know.
I never heard of that.
Oh, there's some
before.
Sick songs here. what is it? No, this is not.
I can go to This Is Boys to Men.
Oh, it's Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. That was it.
Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Yeah.
Never heard of it before.
Yeah, I'll tell you that night. Whoo. I don't want to know what those
reliving their youths.
Yeah, that's right.
Reliving their youths
all night long. I'm not sure what they were
There's
doing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I was uncomfortable.
I thought it was fine.
Wait, let me guess. Read the old men there.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Maybe.
That was a, and we were like close. Yeah, we were like four rows in.
I mean, the ratio had to be like 6-1 women to men.
Yeah, and we were like four rows in, and these people were all. And if they had their husbands, if their husbands got drugged there, they were just all over them. I mean, it was
sticky. Oh God.
Oh,
yeah.
It was sickening.
Oh, God.
But whatever, you know, they played the Popcorn Festival.
They
one
did.
Year.
They did pretty well.
They did really well. Oh, they certainly did.
Yeah,
I did none of that. That's cool.
Yeah, but it was a night.
I imagine so.
I remember it well.
I remember Metallica well, man. It was beautiful weather out that day, and Chevelle was supposed to play before Metallica, but their drummer has cancer, and a band named Beartooth or Bearclaw came out. They're actually pretty good for a live performance. Their lead singer, he didn't even need a mic when he was doing like a cappella and all that kind of stuff.
We went to see Creed.
Creed, like Creed's Clearwater, or actual like...
No, like Creed.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I'm not huge into Creed. I mean, I like Creed, but like, you know, I'm not huge into Creed.
But you saw John Mellencamp.
Yeah, but that was at the same concert as the Willie Nelson concert.
People like him.
I like John Mellencamp.
He's only got one hit song
it
right
was
here.
John Mellencamp, Bob Dylan, I want to say.
Uh-oh. Bob Dylan?
Number one.
Ooh. And Bob Dylan was terrible.
Really?
I'm not going to lie to you.
They'll throw you out of the concert if you say something like that.
Let me make sure I've got the lineup right, but I'm pretty sure it was John Mellencamp, Bob Dylan, and Willie Nelson, and it was called the Outlaw Music Festival. But John Mellencamp was good. Bob Dylan, terrible. I could have fallen asleep.
Well, what did you want him to do?
I don't know. I mean,
he's not a headbanger kind of guy.
He just wasn't great, you know.
Neither about lyrics.
Neither was Willie Nelson.
Oh,
really? Willie Nelson was good.
Oh no. Willie Nelson was good, but not headbanging kind of.
Oh well, I like Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson's good.
He's one of the original Outlaws.
He can't do a whole concert anymore, though. He's too past his age.
He had somebody else up there with him. So he would sing, like, I mean, he would sing, like, full songs. But, like, he would sing a full song, and then, like, the other guy would sing, like, a song, and then they would, like, swap.
Yeah.
But I saw Sheryl Crow.
He looks the same, though.
You look the same for like 60 years.
Yeah, I know. He's always looked the same.
I bet if you saw him up close, it'd be different.
Kind of like Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. Now, there's
Morgan Freeman. He looked the same forever.
Came out looking like that, man. I swear.
Very good. Very good. Clint Eastwood looks the same. He's up at 96 now or something like that.
Man, any day now when he passes, I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah, well, they all got to go at some point. But I saw Sheryl Crow at the Polaris thing. Amphitheater, and her opener at the time was Michelle Branch, and Michelle Branch had hit songs. I mean, it was really a popular night. Usually the opener is not as good as the main.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Beartooth was pretty good when I listened to them. I forgot the band before them. It was Anthrax.
Yes. The reason I brought up the whole Creed concert, a similar thing. We were supposed to see, it was supposed to be Mammoth, WVH, and then it was supposed to be Three Doors Down, and it was supposed to be Creed, but Three Doors Down lead singer, he actually recently passed away.
Damn.
It was one of the we had tickets before they canceled, but then when they canceled, Daughtry ended up coming and filling the spot.
Yeah, when Metallica got on stage, you know the song Whiplash?
Yes.
Oh God, I saw they were setting up their stuff, and they played the scene from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly where they're running through the graveyard. Ecstasy of Gold. That's what that is. And then just quiet, and then the Whiplash starts playing. God, it was just thunderous.
You know, it's interesting. When these bands or these solo performers play their hit song.
By the way, yes, Bob Dylan. It was Bob Dylan. He was terrible.
I'm telling you, Bob Dylan is the best. I've heard people say that Bob Dylan is the best lyricist in the history of music.
I would have to disagree with
that
one.
I'd have to fight with that one, too.
That's what the people who I know say.
There's not really a best.
Yeah.
It's not like a perfect. There's good ones. There's amazing ones. Taylor Swift's not one of them. Yes, Mom, I said that.
But sorry, didn't she's got the dough.
Didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying, by the way?
I don't remember. What was I saying?
Something about... Oh, hits... bands doing hits, or they're like their most
yes, when they
songs.
Do their hit popular song, when it doesn't matter how bad it is anymore, people still want to hear it. Like John Mellencamp, what's the big song?
There was a couple, Jack and Diane.
That's the one, but I've never heard that.
I mean, Enter Sandman, people still go crazy when they play a song. Like in Virginia, they set off tectonic plates for earthquakes because of how popular. Have you heard about that?
No.
Oh, Virginia, they set off tectonic plates. The scales for the text earthquakes and stuff because people were just jumping so much. And when it just came out, oof.
Well, see, this reminds me, like Willie Nelson, when you saw him, it was probably in your mind how good he was because he was probably terrible. But because it's Willie Nelson and you realize that and you realize he's elderly now.
Yeah.
You're willing to give him a pass.
Well, I mean, I cut the man some slack. Like, if I went to see, you know, a person in their, like, 30s, and then they would sing, like, one song and then swap off, I'm like, what's up with, you know, yeah, I mean, like...
Well, look at David Gilmour. He's in his 80s, and he has one lung, and he's still just doing things with no problem.
See, I think that's good.
That's how you want to do it, right?
David Gilmour is talented. Yeah. You can fight me on that one.
If you got to collapse on stage, that's fine.
That's where you want to go, right?
Have the paramedics. Yeah. Aaron, we got another song coming up here. What do we got?
Yes, sir. We're going to do Drift Away by Dobie Gray.
Oh, here we go. This is very popular. Very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Aaron Brewer on WGH Talk.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, ain't it a shame? Whoa, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time.
I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Walk into the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, the rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Hey, 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 yeah. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Now, 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 won't you take me? Oh, take me.
Aaron Brewer here on WGH Talk Radio. Great song. What'd you think, Matt?
Yes, good song.
What's coming up next hour? We'll have one more song from Aaron before we wrap it up here tonight.
Well, next hour won't be as entertaining as this. We're gonna Yep, we're gonna go from having entertainment to politics. So
politics. Oh boy!
Oh boy! So strap yourself in at 10:15 tonight.
It'll be a good one.
Now here's an interesting subject. A recent article in Time magazine makes the case that jealousy can make you know what you want and to act on it, and not be considered a moral failure, as jealousy always was. What do you make of this? Jealousy is a good thing. What do you think?
I think it could be a good thing and a bad thing. Jealousy, it depends on the subject, I would have to say. Money, maybe. Let's give money, for example. You could probably do horrible, deplorable, downright disgusting things to get money. Like me, I'm kind of jealous of people who have a truck called a Cummins. I would like to have one. I'm currently saving up for one in a nice and moral way. Like, you know, more landscaping, more jobs. I'm going to get a job, a summertime job this summer. Hopefully, eventually, to save up for one. And then eventually, I feel like, yes, I can be like one of these people now and just kind of enjoy this vehicle that I own now. That's
well, I think that's true. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I
think Time magazine's right. I mean, I would like to look more in depth into this article, but I think jealousy has always been considered an envy thing and a moral failure of people.
Well, I don't know if I'd go as far to call it a moral failure.
Well, I do.
But
that,
I mean,
it could be. It could be. They say you're a jealous person. That's not a positive.
Well, I mean,
that's not a compliment.
I mean, I think like jealousy, jealousy is just a lesser version of envy.
Yeah.
So like, if you are extremely jealous, I will say you are envious, and envy is a moral failing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're just jealous.
Well, no, I think jealousy and envy are two different things, because I think envy is I want what you have. Jealousy, can't. I can be jealous of your talent, but still like what you do mm-hmm. and not have an envious feeling.
Like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
I'm jealous. I wish I could do what you can do.
Do I have to dislike somebody I'm envious of?
Envious is more of a negative term.
Yeah. Like, I look on you and like...
Yeah, envy. I want what you have.
Is that not what jealousy is?
No, jealousy, that's what I'm saying.
I want what you have.
No, jealousy is I wish I could do what you could do.
Jealousy and envy with power.
Yeah.
Like presidents. Like Richard Nixon in the Watergate incident. Yeah. He was doing anything he can because the other candidate had more power than him. He was getting more votes, so he was jealous and envious, so he started the Watergate incident. That maybe sound like a conspiracy theory.
I was saying earlier on that I have a jealousy of people who have musical ability because I've never had any, can't play an instrument, can't sing, but I don't want them to fail. I don't want them to go downhill.
But you enjoy it, though.
But
right?
I enjoy it. I enjoy the music.
Like guitar players. I can't play the guitar, but I was like, I'll be like, man, I wish I could play like you.
See, and I think that's jealousy, but it's not negative. Envious would be bad.
Oh, yeah.
I want what you have.
Like envy.
Like I wish you didn't have it, and I do.
I don't want you to win.
I don't want you to win. Yeah. So I think time is right. I think jealousy can make you know what you want.
Jealousy is just a motivator.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Why not? And that's what time's saying.
Motivation and jealousy put together can make the greatest thing in the planet. Well,
that's right. So I think jealousy is a good thing. I'd go with jealousy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, no, you've never been jealous of somebody?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Everyone has.
But is it a negative in your opinion?
No, it's kind of just like, you know, man, I want that.
Like guitar players. Like, I would be like, oh, man, I wish I could be like you.
So, like, jealous. What? Like envious is just like jealousy, but with like a
negative.
Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't mind if
jealousy
they fell off a cliff.
Could be.
I'm not hoping harm on anybody.
Yeah.
That's,
no, I'm not saying you hope.
That's a bit fun.
But if it would happen, okay.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know.
Like, I'm jealous you died?
No, envy. That's envy.
There are a lot of people who I strongly dislike. Well, not a lot of them, but there are a few people who I strongly dislike that I don't think death is always a tragedy, as I've said.
yeah.
Well, sometimes. There's some people who have died that I thought, well, okay.
I mean, like Stalin. Like Joseph Stalin.
Who cared? We didn't care when Stalin died. Yeah,
there was these
people cheered when Hitler died.
I bet they did, yeah.
Yeah, there was these people across the street.
I mean, you know, nothing in life is absolute, I suppose.
Yeah.
But like, you know, more often than not, death is always a tragedy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There were these people lived across from me. They were inbred. Oh, man, they were horrible people. He would beat this guy's stepdaughter who had kids with him.
Oh, that's terrible.
And niece. And he did die, actually, recently, about a year ago.
And nobody was sad.
Nobody was sad.
There you are.
Nobody.
It happens.
Karma, as it goes.
Karma. Here's my thing, though. It seems like the bad things always happen to good people.
That could be.
That's just my thought.
Well, they say that good people don't live a long time.
Not always.
You know, there's a song called If the Good Die Young.
Like, Dave Grohl, he's a great person. He's living his good best life.
Oh, yes, Dave Grohl's
But then
good.
There's like...
But he could be an awful person. You don't know. In private, he might be terrible.
No, I've never met the man in private, but he makes some good music.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Like, Donald Trump. Very pop on, very controversial take, but there should be some times where I wish he would die. Just kind of save us the trouble. Now, I know the people at home that support him are going crazy.
Oh,
like
they
now.
Love the man.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're a liberal.
I
don't care.
They could just, you know, impeach.
Well, his health doesn't look that good these days. He's got swollen ankles and there's something going on with his hands.
My retina scan went so well that they want me to come back next week.
Yeah. And he falls asleep in the meetings.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Oh, I love that. You know, there was a whole video. It was like a straight up war brief. And he's sleeping, and I was like, oh my god, what are we doing?
By the way, let's play the clip of him talking to Caitlin Collins. Why not?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this
that's
is a good. This is Trump. Oh. By the way, Caitlin Collins, CNN White House correspondent, and Trump didn't even. This wasn't even a question by
he's
her.
So
but
creepy to the women. On Trump.
Here's Trump and Caitlin Collins from Wednesday.
We are going to be showing over the coming weeks and months, you're not even going to believe. Some of you will believe it, like CNN will believe it because they knew what was going on. They're crooked as hell. CNN's a very corrupt organization, but with a corrupt reporter standing right there. Never smiles. She never smiles. She's a young, beautiful woman, never smiles. I never see a smile off her face. I see her standing there with hatred in her eyes, like she has hatred because we have borders. because we have a strong military, because we cut our taxes, because we do things that everybody wanted, and then we win our election in a massive landslide. You should be ashamed of yourself. You used to be a conservative. She was a conservative from Alabama. Can you believe it? But CNN, in particular, CNN does such false reporting. But now they have new ownership, so maybe it'll straighten it out. I doubt it. But it's hard to straighten garbage out.
The President of the United States.
That's
folks.
Our President.
Yeah, President of the United States.
That's
there
our
you go.
President.
Talking to a reporter who didn't even ask a question.
Yep.
So there you are.
He's just a very creepy man. Like, he was... This was, I think, like 2012 or something. When he was on the Howard Stern show, he was talking about how he was in a mall and he said he would be dating this guy's daughter in 10 years. That is so incredibly creepy.
I do believe at one point he also said that he would date his own daughter if he weren't
if he weren't her father. Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's a real clip. And, like, pardon my language, grabbing women by vaginas, like, ugh.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Trump has a little bit of an ego. Just a tad bit of an ego there.
He tried to cancel South Park, but that didn't work too well.
I mean, I that poor reporter there at CNN had to deal with
it.
I
don't know. For some reason, my favorite part's when he was talking about, oh, she used to be a conservative from Alabama, and she's like, I'm still from Alabama,
it's
sir.
Like, that woman didn't even ask a question. It's like him when Charlie Kirk died. It's like, it's very awful. But then he just started pointing out to the ballroom itself. Just like, really? One of your biggest supporters just died from a gunshot wound to the neck, and you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, look at this. Apparently $1 billion ballroom right here. It's so glamorous. We had the construction vehicles going up to him right now. It's so glamorous.
Well, and since we're on the Trump subject here, Donald Trump has now compared the White House UFC arena to the Eiffel Tower.
You know, actually, I was watching I don't remember.
He thinks he might just leave that there.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember which news source it was, but they were standing in front of the White House interviewing people because they're building it just like on the White House lawn right currently. So like it's just blocking the view of the White House. And people are like, oh, isn't this just nice?
That's where like the Kennedy Rose Garden was too. It's 70-year-old. Roses and stuff. You can't really get that back. And like 100-year-old trees.
What about the First Lady?
Yeah, I was about
residence.
To say, he tore down everything. He tore down everything just for what it was, a $200 million ballroom. Apparently now is a billion, which is...
Well, apparently he tore it down for no reason.
Elections have consequences.
Apparently tore it down for no reason because they told him he wasn't allowed to build the ballroom.
Yeah.
Listen, but he's got who approved the UFC arena on the White House lawn?
Probably.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine somebody like?
I don't think that
Eisenhower or Kennedy or Roosevelt is thinking.
Well, I don't think that we funded it at all. I'm pretty sure TKO bought it.
I'm not talking about funding it. I'm talking about putting it on the White House lawn.
Yeah, like what is this? 1972, Mother Russia when
Do they not have arenas in D.C.? Don't they have a place where they could do this?
Yeah, like, but you can't do the White House 250 if it's not on the White House yard.
Yeah, like this
UFC.
UFC. It's called UFC 2.
But I'm saying,
America,
what does that have to do with the 250th anniversary of this country?
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's
nothing.
It's like
as a matter of fact, they struggled to find Americans to put on the card because the American roster in the UFC right now is looking pretty slim.
I bet people are embarrassed.
Like the movie the Rocky movies with Sylvester Stallone. Remember when he was fighting that Russian in Russia? This is like some of that kind of stuff. Why are we having a boxing ring in a 250-year-old premises for nothing? And the fact is, I feel so ashamed that we have this president for our 250th anniversary because 50 more years, I'll be 76. Hopefully we have a better... Well, hopefully we're still alive because of Trump's shenanigans. But just... How about how much did it cost to put up that ring?
By the way, only 1 in 5 Democrats right now claim to be proud to be an American. Now, 2 in 3 Republicans.
Look. Now, I think you always got to be proud to be an American as it goes.
I think you can dislike things going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can be loyal to the country.
Yeah.
But not loyal to the politics that's running it.
I'm loyal to the country and the people in the country. I'm not loyal to the people running the country.
But
the
I heard somebody say today they feel that now this is a failing experiment.
Oh.
That it's not failed, but we're getting close.
Yeah. Well, you know, if if the the separation of power, there's a better term for it, the checks and balances. If the checks and balances held up, you know, we'd be in pretty good shape. But Congress folded like there's like you know there wasn't no tomorrow, and and then Donald Trump stacked the Supreme Court, and
we'll see what happens in November.
That pretty much did the game in.
Oh man, and I'm waiting for the mid.
Well, we'll see what happens in the midterms.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with this gubernatorialship and no Democrats in office here in Ohio.
We're just allowed to redistrict now. They love gerrymandering. Supreme Court loves it. They said that gerrymandering's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Aaron, what song are you going to end this with tonight? That's going to pep us up on this side.
Okay. I'm choosing... Actually, I have a couple here. Let's go with...
We need Uplift.
Uplift?
We need Uplift.
About Tennessee Whiskey.
Well, there you go.
See, it was good.
Here we go, Aaron Brewer on WGH Talk.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching from the bottom and brought me back. Being too far gone, you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Yeah, you're a spoon. As Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. Do, do, do. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Aaron Brewer here on WGH Talk Radio. Fantastic, Aaron. You did a tremendous job tonight. Thank you for coming in. I hope you come back.
I will, indeed.
We got to hear that the Beatles song.
I will, yesterday, yes. Yeah.
We must hear that. Right, Matt?
Oh, yes. Beatles are great.
You're coming up next?
There's going to be politics.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, thanks for staying in and braving the heat tonight.
Yep.
Aaron Brewer here on WGH Talk. For Aaron, Matt, Scott Spears, for this night, heading for the dugout.
At-home cards were utilized as a means of announcing that an individual, usually female, would welcome guests to her home at a specified date and time. The cards did not require a response, but were rather an open invitation. Receiving friends' cards, such as one